Here we go. Charles C. Dewey in the house. It's a Thursday, 9:50 in the morning. If we need to take you over it after 10, we will. What to do, where to go, come the weekend. Grand Rapids Magazine Managing Editor. Good morning, Charles C.
Good morning. How are you?
Went fine. What are we going to do this weekend?
Oh my gosh, there's so many things to do this weekend. Yes. We'll start with Fiddler on the Roof.
We had the couple cast members in this yesterday, and I saw it Tuesday night.
Did you? Was it amazing?
It was amazing. It's a new twist.
Is it? I've never seen Fiddler on the Roof, so I'm not. I don't know. I'm familiar, though. I know what it's about. But yes, Broadway Grand Rapids presents the story of a father and his five daughters and his attempts to maintain Jewish religious and cultural traditions in this production. It's at DeVos Performance Hall through the weekend, and you can visit Broadway Grand Rapids for tickets and showtimes.
Bet. Jump down to Fire and Ice for me.
Yeah, so the Grand Rapids Ballet has its gala featuring a season preview, dinner, music, and dancing. This is tonight from 5:30 to 10. It's at the High Five GR on LaGrave Avenue. That's another venue I'm not familiar with. I need to drive over there and check that out.
Yep. And then, actually, I was just talking to Kim. She left Couture for a Cures tonight with Van Andel Institute.
Yeah, the Van Andel Institute's 14th anniversary fundraiser is Couture for a Cure, which includes a fashion show by Lee's and a preview of designer Victoria Hayes's Fall and Winter 2019 collection. It takes place tonight from 6 to 11, and tickets range from $150 to $300.
Nice. How about the Holland Fall Fest?
Yeah, Holland Fall Fest is this weekend. There will be pumpkin carvers in downtown Holland and at the farmer's market, plus kids' activities, hay rides, live music, and food. This one takes place Friday from 3 to 7 and Saturday from 10 to 7.
Hudsonville has a playtime.
Yep, the Hudsonville Urban Hay Day, that's their fall festival with hay rides, food trucks, bounce houses, critter barn, tractor show, live music, and pumpkin races, which I think sound fun.
Yeah.
It's from 11 to 4 on Saturday at Gemmons Home and Gemmons Home and Hardware and Terra Square.
Cool. And Lowell has, I trust, its annual celebration.
Yep. Their harvest celebration is this weekend also with live entertainment, autumn marketplace, a chili cook-off, the Harvest Hustle 5K Run Walk. This one is takes place Saturday in downtown Lowell and at the Kent County Fairgrounds.
Well, see, the fair is all year round we get to celebrate. All right, and I know we just had the founder of Thriller Chiller Film Festival in talking about their antics this week, which
nice.
Goes on, so it's cool. I want to spend some time on features because I am holding your November issue, Charles C.
Yeah, our October issue.
October issue.
Getting a month ahead of yourself.
I was, okay, I have all kinds of excuses. Go ahead.
No, I'm actually working on the November issue, so yeah. No, but we do have the October issue out on newsstands right now, so hopefully everyone has picked up their copy or gotten their subscription in the mail. And just so people know, if you do want to get your subscription ahead of when it's out on newsstands, when it's on newsstands, you want to get the subscription. The subscription means you'll get it at the beginning of the month. Otherwise, you have to wait till it's out on newsstands a little bit into the month. So keeping that in mind. But yes, this is our beer guide issue. So I know a lot of people are excited about this one. We have a great article on Founders Brewery, which, you know, started Grand Rapids' ascension into Beer City, USA.
There's a beer on the front cover.
There is. That's actually from Cedar Springs Brewing, the beer on the cover. And we talked to them in the issue about sort of what they're doing in the brewery scene. And as well as we talked to founders about, we're actually talking to them specifically about the All Day IPA and their plans for that brand. That's sort of their flagship brand now. And they kind of talk about how they are positioning themselves kind of in that market. You know, they've reached distribution in all 50 states. They're also, available around the world. So Founders is really, really taken over. But there's a lot of other great breweries in Grand Rapids. And if you're interested in checking out the newest ones, we have a roundup of those breweries that have made their home here in the last couple of years. So there's a full list in there. We have an article with I'm not sure if I pronounced this right. Speciation Ales in there. And we have our Pints of Interest column, which is a a regular column that we do, and that's about fall beers. So tons of beer things to check out in the October issue.
And of course, you take some pictures of some food pairings, I trust, too.
Yeah, we've got a list of the best places to go for food and beer. So if you're looking not just to have a drink, but you want to go out to dinner and drinks, we've got a listing in there of where you should go. So everywhere from the best place to go for pizza and beer to unique menu items that you can pair with beer, all of that's in there.
Great. All right. You also remind us we're decorating for fall.
Yeah, so even though it's the beer issue, we're also just talking about fall in general in October. And so we've got a great article about how to decorate for fall with some tips on creating a fall bouquet, something that will really stand out in your home. And we talked with Mari Ignatowski of Ginkgo Studios Floral Design. She suggests how to bring fall into your kitchen or living room in this. And there's also some fantastic pictures in there with the bouquet that she created for this article. We also have a profile on Jay Schwanke.
Yeah, he's been in studio.
Have you talked to him? I figured he's probably been in here.
He always brings in flowers.
Yeah. Yes. Well, he makes some amazing designs in his flower crowns. We talked to him about how he got into floral design, which it turns out actually his parents were both in the floral design field. And his mother actually went into labor with him while they were at a flower show. So he actually has a long history in floral design. And in the article, he shares tips on how to arrange a bouquet so it'll last a little bit longer, and also ways that you can make it stand out with like unique vase ideas. And so you can find out where you can catch Jay on television and online. He has a TV show and he has an online show that he does. So he's just an all around interesting guy, and his designs are very beautiful.
And again, I know we were a little brief with our things to do and where to go, but there is I'm looking at your out and about, and Ronald McDonald House of Western Michigan, Red Shoe Gala. Here's the Grand Haven Trick or Treat. So not to be October, is October 31st? I don't know. Saturday?
I want to say it's a Thursday.
Anyway, lots of ways to spend that, that day as well. But you will be back next Thursday, yes, to continue the conversation.
If you'll have me, I'll be back next Thursday.
Well, I'll twist my arm and let's make that happen. We've been having you and yours for quite some time. Who'd this start with?
Probably Marty?
Well, no, we were on before Marty.
Before Marty. Yeah.
I can't remember the gentleman's name, and now he's probably listening saying hello.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress, but thank you, because you do ask the community to get you the information for the happenings, and then we're just the messenger.
Yeah, and I don't know if people are aware, because we just changed this, but the community calendar listings are now online as well as in the magazine.
Goodness.
So every month at the beginning of the month, we are posting all of the calendar listings, the gallery listings, the nightclub and museum listings. All of that is now available online. So just go to the grmag.com website. As well as in the magazines, and you can find the full list of events. So I always try to, give you a handful of highlights each weekend, but there's always a plethora more of events that are taking place over the weekend.
We are just the tease. GRMag.com for more information?
Yep, GRMag.com for more information, and feel free to email me through the website if you have any tips or stories.
Great. Charles C. Dewey, thanks. See you next Thursday.